some street issues that you might remember that you had to deal with?
One of the things that we got involved in as commissioner of streets and public properties was Tulsa had voted on having a civic center, a location for a new city hall and a new library and all. I was involved in the early days of the planning for the new civic center. I was appointed chairman of the Civic Center Site Planning Committee. And we had on that committee some realtors, some bankers. Roy Deaton, I remember, was one. Cleo Engel, who was Tulsa Federal Savings and Loan. They were all interested in how to develop the civic center. And this came to a head. The county was building a county courthouse, and the architects, Black and West, came to the city, and they knew that the civic center was going to be developed someday. We don't know which way to face the building. You tell us how this is going to happen. We got a committee. They called it the Tulsa Architectural League. Dave Murray, Murray McCune, Donald McCormick, I think a dozen or so architects all wanted to help plan the new civic center. So they associated themselves together and called it the Tulsa Architectural League. And some interesting things happened. A young fellow by the name of Bob Jones is a recent graduate in architecture from Notre Dame. Was available, and they brought him in to sort of coordinate the planning. And one of the early things was, where are you going to park these people? And they contacted the expert out of Yale. At that time, there was a feeling in the city that parking wasn't the city's responsibility. That was a private enterprise thing, and we were taking the parking business away from private parking people. The expert came down. This was when they decided there was going to be a convention hall, library, police courts, all these buildings. And he took a map of the city downtown and said, okay, you're going to have so many cars coming to the hockey games, so many cars coming to the courthouse and so forth. And he took a map of the downtown area and put cars on the street. All we had at that time was parking in the street on the curb. And the big question was, are you going to have public parking or are you just going to ignore it? He had cars parked clear down to the railroad tracks in one direction. I think we were figuring on seating 4,000 or 5,000. I'm not sure what the seating was for the arena, plus you had the other buildings. And you didn't have enough parking space in the whole downtown area to take care of all these cars. So that made us decide in this committee that there should be some off-street parking.
So he made an example.
Right. And that would have taken all the parking, probably clear over to Elgin and back to 11th Street and down to beyond 1st Street. So this visual thing convinced everybody right away, you got to have some parking. The next thing was, he said, you ought to consolidate the area. The city had acquired six square blocks, with 5th Street in the middle, 6th to 4th Street, and as far east as Houston. He showed us that we ought to close those streets and consolidate the area. There was a public meeting on closing 5th Street and consolidating the area. John Mayo, the Mayo Hotel, wanted 5th Street to be the main street to come by the hotel. And he was violently opposed to this. I can remember the headline in the paper the next day after the meeting. Mayo says that this will be for the birds, the bees, and the bums. Well, 5th Street got closed, and the area got consolidated. That was one of the big decisions. And then the placing of the buildings. The convention center had been named for the mayor later on, the Maxwell Convention Center. It was the biggest building, and it really took almost two blocks. The hotel interests wanted that convention center right on the corner of 4th and Denver. And the architect said, no, that's the biggest thing down here. It would block the entrance to the civic center. It should be to the west. So there was a little fight over where to put the buildings. What you see now was the best solution. The library where it is, the police courts.
So City Hall, how did that come into this when that tower was built?
They decided on the location for City Hall. Murray Jones and Murray Murray formed a firm, and this fellow Jones that had been our advisor on the Civic Center plan had joined his firm. I think they did the City Hall and they did the Maxwell Convention Center. The library came in and the police courts. Joe Coleman was one of the architects on some of those projects. Charlie Ward was the library expert. He associated with the librarian, got to be library experts, and they later on did library planning for towns in Texas.